Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So Illinois is considering gerrymandering the districts in this state now that Indiana might do it? What the hell is J.B. Pritzker talking about? He was in Alton. He was in our listening area when he said that. That makes me even more mad. This man. I cannot take him seriously, but I have to because he basically is the king of Illinois. He's the only king that we allow. Mr. Going for a third term governor, J.B. Pritzker. Sorry to introduce our next guest with such rage, Congressman Darren LaHood, one of three Republicans representing Illinois in Congress. There's not a whole lot of gerrymandering left to do, Congressman, but maybe J.B. Pritzker is coming after your seat. What do you think about the governor's comments?
Well, Annie, thanks for having me on. I think you teed up everything exactly right. I mean, it's pure hypocrisy to hear the governor talk about redistricting Illinois, because the definition of gerrymandering and the deficiencies of gerrymandering start in Illinois. I mean, that's what I think the rest of the country doesn't realize. In 2020, you know, Governor Pritzker and the Democrat legislature drew the most gerrymandered map in the entire country. And that's not me or Republicans saying it. Princeton University gave Pritzker an F for having a fair map in Illinois. And so he drew a district that is 14 Democrats and three Republicans, and I'm fortunate to be one of those three. But remember, Donald Trump got at least 45% of the vote in the presidential election. So you should have a map that reflects the Republican-Democrat, ratios in the state of Illinois, and they haven't done that. So, listen, Texas reacted to what Illinois did. And don't get me wrong, this is a race to the bottom in many ways, but it started with J.B. Pritzker. So the hypocrisy, and don't forget this, Annie, when Pritzker ran on his first term, he supported the fair map. Yeah. He was against redistricting. He campaigned on that. So it's, you know, speaking out of both sides of his mouth, which is nothing new to him. And so we're in the situation now where he wants to try to squeeze one more Republican seat out of Illinois. And I think what will end up happening is it will backfire because you're going to dilute these other gerrymandered Democrat districts. So careful what you wish for if you want to move forward.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. It's frustrating to be here in my position where my job is to find out what's going on, report it to the people, react to it, and, you know, all that. The hypocrisy from this governor here in the state of Illinois, I, for one, obviously we've been watching it a lot here on the show. I'm a resident of Illinois, but I, for one, have appreciated how he's shown his rear end to the entire country, trying to nominate himself to be the de facto opponent for Donald Trump in every which way that he can possibly show up for that type of a fight. He wakes up every day not to advocate for the Illinois taxpayer, the Illinois resident, the Illinois citizen. He wakes up and tries to figure out how he can try to punch Donald Trump in the nose. I'm wondering how you feel this is faring from your seat there in Congress. Is J.B. Pritzker successfully achieving the goal he's trying to do, which is to create an opposition to Donald Trump on a national stage?
Well, it's all about politics and nothing about policy. He's putting his ambitions to be president of the United States above the citizens of Illinois. And frankly, I think people are getting sick and tired of it. And that's why we're going to have an election a year from now in Illinois. And we got a number of really good candidates that are going to compete in the primary to go and do that. But I think he's worn out his welcome on that. And I think people see through that he's putting blatant political ambition above the citizens of Illinois. You saw that with sanctuary city policies, sanctuary state policies, and then just trying to, as you said, take on Donald Trump at the national level. But people are on to that, and it's very, very frustrating. And then you couple that with he spent about $1 billion on illegal immigrants in the state of Illinois, and we're in debt. It's a factor of all these things, but, in his delusional mind, thinks he can be president of the United States.
So we're speaking with Congressman Darren LaHood. You represent Illinois' 16th district, one of three Republicans in the House of Representatives in the state of Illinois. My district down here, which is the 13th, is the one that Stephen Colbert pointed out to J.B. Pritzker on whatever the late night show is that Stephen Colbert is on. And J.B. Pritzker laughed at it and he said we had a kindergartner draw that map. And then he didn't defend it. He just said that. It seems as though J.B. Pritzker has no sense of need to defend what he does in Illinois, which means he feels like he's really, really safe and comfortable in the governor's mansion, or more likely Chicago, where he spends most of his time. Is there any possibility in your mind, Congressman LaHood, that Illinois in the midterm election in 2026 could potentially elect an additional Republican to the House of Representatives, or see even one Republican in a statewide office?
Absolutely. I think we're going to have some terrific candidates, many of them have already filed to run in a number of congressional seats across the state of Illinois. So we're going to have some very competitive races. And I got to tell you, outside of Chicago, people are sick and tired of the policies and seeing our state run into the ground. And to your point earlier on this redistricting, I mean, you're disenfranchising voters and you're really dividing the state, and people see that. Now part of our job as candidates running next year and as elected office holders is to expose that and to highlight that. And believe me, there'll be a lot of time to do that, but we'll have plenty of ammunition in the state of Illinois to do that.
Congressman Darren LaHood with us right now, Illinois 16th District Representative. I want to talk about the government shutdown a little bit while we have here. Of course, the House passed the CR and you've been sent home, as far as I know. I don't know if you're in D.C. or if you're in district right now. What do you make of the shutdown so far, how the Democrats have handled this?
Well, the Schumer shutdown, which it is, continues to hold the American people hostage. And there's real pain that we've seen starting to be exercised across the country. People SNAP benefits, air traffic controllers being worked to the bone. But let's back up and remember and lay and set the stage, Annie. On September 19th, in a bipartisan way, the House of Representatives and I proudly voted to keep the government open with what's called a clean continuing resolution. We did that in a bipartisan way. We sent it over to the Senate. The Senate now, for the 14th time, has not voted to defeat opening the government. Democrats have had chance after chance to do this. Remember, under the Biden administration, they voted every single time to open the government. What's changed? The only thing that's changed is Donald Trump is in office. Chuck Schumer is getting lots of pressure from AOC and Bernie Sanders in the far left wing of his party. And so we're in this political dilemma. But it's make no mistake about it. It's the Democrats holding the country hostage. It's not good for the American people. And we got to continue to hold the line because there's nothing we can give except for opening the federal government, which we've voted to do in the House already.
Congressman LaHood, you are a member of the Ways and Means Committee. As soon as this shutdown is ended, or at some point, everybody's going to have to come to the table and negotiate and try to get all of these bills passed and so that we can fund our government. Is there, do you have a positive outlook on how that process is going to go? Because this one so far, where we've needed some sort of bipartisan agreement, has not been as achievable.
Well, let's hope we learn some lessons out of this. I mean, the way our country is set up, it is predicated on compromise. That's why our founding fathers in their brilliance, made a House of Representatives with, now is 435 representatives. So power is diluted. So we have to work together. But I think, yes, there should be enough common sense, particularly coming out of this stupid shutdown that the Democrats caused, to come together for the betterment of the American people, to move the country forward, particularly on the economic side. One thing we saw out of the election the other night is affordability. I think that's why Donald Trump got elected, was to fix the economy. So, yes, we're going to have to come together, and I'm not going to compromise my principles, but it's something that we have to do collectively to move the country forward, and there's lots of opportunities to do that once we open the government back up.
Well, last question more on the Illinois state home front before we let you go. We're speaking with Congressman Darren LaHood of Illinois 16th District. If Illinois is to get itself right here in the 2026 election, to get at least one statewide official elected that's a Republican, hopefully governor, maybe get one of the chambers of the state legislature out of the super minority of Republicans, we need what? For a statewide, we need maybe 23-24% of Cook County. You're one of us. You're one of those that are outside of Cook County, as I understand it. Do you think that with the national stage that J.B. Pritzker has thrust the far, far left progressive policies of the Illinois Democrat Party, do you think that 24% is in reach in Cook County to give Illinois some hope for the future?
I do, but we have to recruit good candidates. That's number one. Number two, we have to talk about the right issues. And I think, again, affordability, bringing down the cost of energy. I mean, we can play a big role at the federal level in doing that. We've already done it on the tax side with taking care of the making permanent number of the tax provisions. We have to work on trade. We have to work on the regulatory environment and work on affordability. If a year from right now, Annie, we have brought down interest rates, we've brought down inflation, we've brought down energy costs, we've made things affordable. And clearly, I think we have the ability to do that with the Republican Congress. Yes, absolutely. And message that the right way to Cook County. We can absolutely pick up those votes. And so that should be our goal between now and next year. And I think if we do that, we can turn it red or purple.
Purple, I'll take purple. Affordability, affordability, affordability. I hear what you're saying, Congressman LaHood. Thank you for having a conversation with us about it here today.
Always good to be with you, Annie. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye. Congressman Darren LaHood represents Illinois' 16th district. As I said, one of three Republicans in Congress out of the state of Illinois. And if you heard what J.B. Pritzker said at the beginning of the segment when he was visiting in Alton, he is saying that the Democrats, they're going to consider, what kind of gerrymandering opportunities might exist here for us. If Indiana's going to do it, Illinois might do it, too. Oh, my gosh. The hold my beer of stupid leftist politics. Governor J.B. Pritzker. Quick break here. We're going to have Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt on with us at 1:30. We're going to talk Arctic Frost with Senator Schmidt. We're also going to ask him about the shutdown. A lot of people, including Eric Schmidt himself, suggested that they just are trying to hold the government closed, make people angry, make people worry about their ability to afford things, take away their government benefits, make them angry for 30 days leading up into that Tuesday election day. And then maybe the Democrats will come to the table and they'll open it up afterwards. I've heard that there are potentially 12 Democrats in the Senate who are ready to come to the table and, be moderate and make a compromise. Huh, the timing of that. Senator Eric Schmidt at 1:30. Let's get back here and talk about the YouTube live chat poll next.
The Boathouse. I'll show you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Here we go.
It's about time. Regardless of the Schumer shutdown, the Democrats will terminate the filibuster the first chance they get. They will pack the Supreme Court of the United States, pick up two states, that's a lot of states, and add at least 8 electoral votes. Their two objectors are gone. Remember, Sinema and Manchin, they're gone. Don't be weak. Don't be stupid, Republicans. Fight, fight, fight. Win, win, win. We will immediately end the extortionist shutdown, get all of our agenda passed, and make life so good for Americans that these deranged Democrat politicians will never again have the chance to destroy America. They tried to destroy your country. Republicans, you will rue the day that you didn't terminate the filibuster. Be tough, be smart, and win. This is much bigger than the shutdown. This is the survival of our country. Terminate the filibuster, and let's live the great life that this country is capable of living.
President Trump speaking, I guess, from the Oval Office there. Not the Oval Office, I mean the White House. Not 100% sure. It's a nice room. It's not the Mar-a-Lago room that he was doing all of his campaign videos from. And I just felt like every time they couldn't get the lighting right, it just kind of looked weird. But he's got a very nice presentation there. He's obviously reading from a teleprompter because he's straight to the point, straight to the message. And he's saying, get rid of the filibuster. We asked this question on Monday because it was... you know, we're waiting to see what was going to happen with the election. And people, we heard the president say last week, you got to get rid of the filibuster. We got to get everything done. The Democrats are going to do it. The argument that the president is making is that if you want to straighten your tie and stand on ceremony because the filibuster is important for the Senate, that's great. But you're the only one of two parties in the Senate is going to abide by that. And when the other guys get in there, they're going to nuke that thing so fast. He says it's the first thing that they're going to do. They're going to get rid of it. And then they're going to do all the crazy things that they've always threatened and that the filibuster has stood in the way. With the course of the way the Democrat Party is moving, and now that we've had, you know, I told myself I was going to give myself a week to kind of feel out how I felt about that, specifically the Mamdani election, but on across the board, Chuck Schumer was very proud of the shellacking that took place with all the Democrat victories and all the very blue states. Slow clap for Chuck Schumer. He needed a win. Give the guy a win. Give him a slushy, like a slushy that you get after a Little League win, you know?
Yeah, a slush puppy.
Blue, not those are those a. At
that's
the
ones we always had.
At the concession stand?
Oh, yeah.
Slush puppy?
Yes.
Red, white cups, maybe?
Uh-huh. Ahead of.
He needs a blue raspberry one.
Mm-hmm. Or a mix.
No, it needs to be blue.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
They got to win. I mean, boy, I don't know that they could have handled another loss. They haven't been handling this last one a year ago very well. But do you think Chuck Schumer's replacement, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she gets into the Senate, she might take his seat and become the Senate minority leader, majority leader, whatever. She might go straight to the top if she actually primaries him and is successful, which would not be in this next election, but in two more years after that. We're asking you this question. We asked it to you on Monday, but I feel like we've journeyed a little bit of time since last Monday. We've had a communist elected in New York City to be the mayor there, and we are seeing that the Democrat Party, I was just saying this before, I was going to give myself like a week to kind of feel out, get my feels out about that election so I could get back into the proper headspace to react accordingly to specifically the filibuster issue. And I have a solution for this. And I'm not gonna go into it right now. Our options on today's poll are the same ones that they were on Monday's poll. Do you support the Republican Senate majority removing the filibuster? Yes, but just for the shutdown. Yes, like Trump says, for everything. Or no, you don't support it. On Monday, I was a no. On Monday, Ryan, you were a yes for the shutdown only. Brad, you were a yes for the shutdown only. None of us in here said yes for everything. So that's where we were on Monday. We're going to talk in a little bit about, in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about where we are right now on this and revisit and see if, even in this amount of time, 4 days, 3.5 days pass, have we changed our mind? Have you changed your mind? You can go into the Annie Fry YouTube chat and vote right there in the live chat poll and tell us what you think about the Republican opportunity to remove the filibuster in the Senate, but the president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, saying, do it now and do it for everything. Maybe that influences your thought and your vote. And then we'll compare our Thursday poll results to Monday's because we have those written down. We're going to speak to Senator Eric Schmidt in just a minute. Remember Arctic Frost? I hope so, because it's pretty fresh in our minds. This is where Jack Smith somehow or another got Judge Boasberg out of bed at night to approve a bunch of subpoenas so that he could spy on all of these Republican senators and a few congressmen, all Republican. And Arctic Frost was the play to get all of this information to get to the place where we could or where Jack Smith could spy on these individuals that were all Trump allies, opponents of Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. This is an outrageous story, and it's getting worse and worse as they find out exactly how it was played out and how it was manipulated in order to politically gain for the Democrat Party. Our favorite Senator Eric Schmidt, next on the show. Don't go away. Retirement Advisory Group is online at retirementkey.com, 314-993-9494. That's the number to call right now and schedule a free review of your retirement with no obligation at the end. Just sit and listen to what they have to say. And I think you'll find that they're like four decades of helping people as the Retirement Advisory Group that are in exactly your situation here that are really close to retirement. Some of you might have even just retired and you're thinking, did I do everything I needed to do? Am I in the right spot? If you're nearing retirement and you're wondering how long your money is going to last you, if you're worried about a market correction that's going to spook you and you don't know if you can withstand something like that, let the Retirement Advisory Group build you a personalized, structured income plan. When you call them at 314-993-9494, that's 314-993-9494, you're going to set up a free conversation with them so that you can guarantee yourself that you're going to have the peace of mind of being on the right track. RetirementKey.com.
License number E2014A.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Dad, that's what Grandpa Rip always said.
That's right. 50 years ago, Grandpa started Grasser. And whenever a customer called, he'd smile and say, "Hey, it's good to see you."
Hey, it's good to see you.
It was his way of treating people like neighbors, not numbers. That's why we still say it today.
Green is always Grasser at GrasserHomeServices.com.
Hey, it's good to see you.
When it comes to affordable term life insurance, everyone's whistling the Big Lou tune. If you're over 50, maybe a bit porky, or have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost about $200 a month. Even if you're not in perfect health, call Big Lou, because he specializes in finding big chunks of affordable term life insurance for just about everyone. Don't let diabetes or other health glitches keep you from owning $500,000 to $1 million or more of term life insurance. For affordable term life insurance, call Big Lou. Don't hesitate. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or visit BigLou.com.
Call Big Lou. Don't hesitate. 800-700-6898. Call Big Lou. Don't hesitate. 800-700-6898. Visit BigLou.com.
You've got your whole life ahead of you, so choose a Medicare plan you can count on. And that's what you get with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. With more than 45 years' experience serving its members, United Healthcare has plans with low monthly premiums that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. The Medicare annual enrollment period ends December 7th, so go to uhc.com/Medicare today. United Healthcare Medicare plans. It's Medicare coverage Missouri can count on.
The question we're asking you today is, do you support the GOP Senate majority removing the filibuster? Yes for the shutdown only, yes for everything, or no? We're re-asking this question because we've asked it before. We just want to see if anything's changed in the last few days for you. It's the YouTube live chat poll. Let us know what you think. We'll give you the results at the end of the show. It is 1:30 right now. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing.
It's time for a $98 furnace tune-up. JerryKelly.com.
Still leading. 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
They pursued in my records, and they asked for writing to give me information on text, voicemail, how I paid my bills, all sorts of things like that. And this is the third time. They tried to shut me up as a business guy. Then they tried to embarrass me with my tax returns, and then this.
So there's Senator Rick Scott talking about Arctic Frost and what Jack Smith was asked to do, allowed to do, whatever the situation is. Why is it that Republicans elected officials sent to Washington, D.C. to represent you? Why were they spied on? What were they going to do with the information they found out in the text messages, in the tax returns, as Senator Scott says they were going to try to embarrass him with those? What were they up to? I mean, we've got some evidence in other cases, certainly, what they were willing to try to pull to manifest against President Trump. Certainly, it doesn't seem like if you're an elected Republican into Washington, D.C., that you are safe from the bureaucracy that is the deep state. So let's talk to our favorite Senator, Eric Schmidt, back on the Annie Fry Show with us. Senator, thank you for the time today. It's always good to have you here. Might be muted on. Are they muted on their
there
side?
We go.
There we go.
We're back. All right. It's good to be with you, Annie. How are you?
Doing okay. Thank you. You're part of this, right? You're part of being a target for Arctic Frost. What do you know about what they sought out for you?
It's pretty sweeping. So basically, 3 days after President Trump announces he's running for president again in 2022, the entire system was weaponized against him and his family and to put him in jail for the rest of his life. But it's much bigger than kind of show me the man, I'll show you the crime. It was they were going after the movement altogether. And if you were a Republican who had something to say that they didn't like, basically, they were coming after you. So there were 9 U.S. senators who were part of this spying operation. And then a number of hundreds of other individuals and organizations. So it wasn't just elected officials, including the Republican Attorneys General Association, which I happened to be the chair of at the time. And so they came at RAGA, as is what it's called, because at the time, as you remember, I came on your show quite a bit. We were, you know, suing the hell out of Joe Biden on all kinds of stuff. But this just kind of goes to show you the abuse that was taking place with Jack Smith. And it's important to remember who Jack Smith was. Jack Smith was the guy, like the henchman you go to for a special prosecutor if you just want him to find any crime anywhere made up to achieve a political ends, which is what this was. I mean, they hardly hide it. The other thing I think that's worth noting, Annie, is we need to find out not just the full extent of all this, because remember, this is just coming out because of whistleblowers. Like, that's the only reason we have this information is whistleblowers in DOJ have come forward. So we have a lot more information to gather. But also, what was the coordination that was happening here between Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg's office, where the number three person left DOJ to go to his office? That's kind of stupid, right? Why would a number three person DOJ go to a state district attorney's office? And then in Atlanta, prosecutors there were meeting with White House officials. So there's a lot more that we need to learn here. But clearly, this was such an abuse of process. This was such a betrayal for America. And they had no regrets. I mean, Jack Smith wants to testify. Great. I can't wait for that. But we need to get all this information first.
So explain to us how this works, because obviously we get to be a party to if Congress, if there is a congressional investigation that's going on because you want to get answers. When you get answers, oftentimes, not always, they become public and then we can consume it. Is there an investigation into Jack Smith, potentially into Judge Boasberg, who I'd like you to speak about a little bit? There are these names. They just keep popping back up. It's it's the usual suspects. And then you look a little bit deeper. And if it's not a name we've heard about, it's somebody's daughter or son or uncle or something like that. There seems to be a group of people who are trying to justify a means to an end. And it's the same people every time. Where are the investigations taking place?
Yeah, so Pam Bondi was in front of the Judiciary Committee about a month ago now, I guess three, 4 weeks ago, and she was pretty, rightfully so, pretty tight-lipped about some of these things because that would tell me that there's an ongoing investigation. One of the reasons why I don't think it's a good idea to have a special prosecutor named here right now on the Arctic Frost stuff is that once that happens with a special prosecutor potentially, all of that stuff, then you're never going to see it because that is then kind of like a closed grand jury case, you're not going to see the documents. So one of the things that I'm advocating for is, no, we want the Senate Judiciary Committee to get all these documents from the Department of Justice and the FBI and the special counsel's office so that we can then make it public, right? Ours wouldn't be closed. Ours would be very open. And I think such an important part of all of this is for the American people in Watergate-style hearings for months to be educated about how insane this whole thing was. I mean, you layer this on top of, Annie, the censorship that was happening for millions of voices at the very same time for things like people had a point of view on COVID or masks or Hunter Biden laptop or whatever. They were being censored by their government with big tech companies. That's happening at the same time that you have criminal investigations that have been opened to go after sitting United States senators whose crime was they were Republicans. Like, that's, I mean, the best way, I think, to summarize it and why this is so dangerous.
And everybody here listening knows, especially those who supported you to represent them from the state of Missouri in the United States Senate, that when they go after you, they are going after them. They're going after those of us who think like you and look at you and you go, that's the Eric Schmidt is the best representative for me and the way I want to see this country go. I need him to be in the Senate because I need him to be my voice. And I think the people of Missouri certainly feel that and want to know those things. I'm going to ask you a question. This is a tough question for me to ask, but I want to hear your answer on it. Because you said, and I've heard this repeated many, many times, you want to have Watergate-style hearings on this. And I want to tell you that I don't remember the Watergate. I've heard about them. I've learned about them. But I want to understand in plain speak, when you say Watergate style hearings for the American public to consume, what does that end up looking like for the people who are out there right now listening in their 30s who've only heard about it?
Well, for the record, I wasn't born yet either.
I knew. You're in your 40s, but, right? You're still in your
40s. Yeah, well, I just turned 50, so okay. I was born in 1975. But what it means is that you really get, I like to tell people, like I'm on different committees. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. I'm on the Commerce Committee. I'm on the Judiciary Committee. They all have their own personalities. Judiciary Committee is like Thunderdome, basically. Yeah. Like, you walk in there
those.
and And you basically each side kind of sends their gladiators in to ask the tough questions. But I think whether it's Judiciary Committee or some select committee that I would love to be a part of, where you have people who have been, you know, lawyers trained to ask tough questions, that's what we should do. We should bring in what Jack Smith, of course, should come in. Other people should come in who had any particular role in this. And what it's meant to uncover for the American people in this news cycle that changes, it's not even 24 hours anymore, Annie. You know, your show, from the time you go on to the time you sign off, the topics can fluctuate dramatically based on what's happening in those few hours, right? So so to try to really focus the attention on the American people about how egregious this really was. If you think about it, this was an attempt by the government of the United States to throw political opponents in jail, to make sure Americans couldn't have a choice at the ballot box, to prevent certain people from being elected, and to intimidate others who spoke out about it. I can't think of, like, that, if you were just to describe it like that, that's like Stalin, Soviet Union stuff.
Right.
Right? But that's here. So if this doesn't get us worked up to do something about it, I don't know what will, because it's a really, really dangerous road to go down, because if they're successful, and by the way, if President Trump wouldn't have won, or if they would have been successful, and their only regret, by the way, is that they didn't start all this sooner. They've said that. But if he wouldn't have won, all this stuff would be, you know, not in the public view. It'd be a conspiracy theory. They found a lot of this stuff in burn bags, in FBI, literally FBI burn bags.
Yeah.
So this is your government. And this is why I was elected, or why I ran, is I hate the fact that the government that, you know, that is funded by us and is, you know, is turned against the people. And Missourians have always been very suspicious. You can go back to our, you know, when we entered the Union, and I can tell you a story about the state seal and why it's in there's a belt buckle on our state seal. Missourians have always been very suspicious of a federal government 1,000 miles away telling us how to live our lives. Certainly trying to criminally prosecute those whose only crime, again, was to say, wait a minute, what are you doing here? So Anyway, I think it's important. And those hearings, I think, would amplify it. By the way, they can also lead to further resignations, as they did under Watergate. They can lead to criminal referrals. You presumably would have subpoena power to compel people to come. That would be an important element of all this, too.
I think that it's also important to, if Judiciary is doing a televised hearing, I'm 100% there for it. And we've commented before, I'd have to find the clip, where your style versus your cohort there, Senator Hawley, you have very different styles, and we love both of them. But the idea that you can publicly compel people to testify, doesn't that also include private hearings where you can ask questions that maybe can't be discussed as much out in the open, and that's documented and the records are kept there? And then, as you just mentioned here, you can also refer for criminal investigation from the Justice Department to follow up what you're able to discover.
Yeah, and you just think of it as a kind of a typical kind of investigation. Some people you want to talk to because they're not actually the one, like, they may know something. But that may not be like the prime time event. It's like, that is the person you interview to understand what happened that lead you to other people.
Sure.
Right. And I think that's what would be very important, which is why we want all the documents. Like, right now, we just have a snippet of these documents that come by way of whistleblowers. And if you're going to have Jack Smith in front of there, what you don't want to have is Jack Smith already know all this information and him come before the committee with all that information. And people like me and Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz and, you know, whoever else who's on that committee, we don't have the benefit of that information for a cross-examination. Like, that would be malpractice. So that's part of this. So we need to be able to make sure we gather all this evidence. And I know, look, there's a sense of urgency. People are pissed off about this and they want us to do something about it. And I hear it, and I do too. The thing that you got to do, though, is you got to, if we're going to do this right, we want to have all that information and then make the most of this. Because I do think, you know, you could go back to the Russiagate stuff. All this is the fruit of the same poisonous tree, which was Donald Trump to the establishment here was viewed as an existential threat. And they never forgave him for coming down the escalator in the first place. And from that, you saw the Russiagate. You saw the Hunter Biden laptop. You saw this stuff. They just never liked him. And his supporters were, you know, ask Barack Obama. bitter clingers. Ask Hillary Clinton, basket of deplorables. Ask Joe Biden, trash. Ask Joe Biden, threats to democracy. That's how they view half the country, more than half the country. Yeah. So anyway, I think this is important, like expose it, and then there'd be, referrals potentially. But I just don't think you can have a Justice Department acting like this against, elected officials and normal people. And that's what was happening.
Agree completely. Before we let you go, we appreciate your time. We're speaking with Senator Eric Schmidt. The shutdown is still happening. You were one of a few people out there maybe over the weekend saying, hey, I think they're going to hold this out to the election. They want to win in their blue states. They want to win bigly. And after that, you're hearing rumblings that maybe you're going to see some moderate Democrats in the Senate come to their senses to end the filibuster so that the vote can happen. You think that's what's going to take place?
I do. I think that the more radical members on their side were emboldened, which is to be expected. I think it's also important to put that Tuesday in context real quick. Like, these are blue states in a 25 election, not even a midterm, right? It's really not a surprise that the people who won. Now, the actual individuals, maybe like Mondami Zakami and the James guy in Virginia, is fantasizing about murdering his political opponents and their kids. That's a little surprising. So, but the fact that Democrats won those spots isn't that surprising to me.
Yeah.
And remember, the Republican Party now is more of a it's a broader base and more lower propensity voters, right? Meaning people that don't vote in every election. I wish they would, but not everybody does. It's more of a presidential year kind of party. Now, we need to mobilize that and change that dynamic, but that's the truth. So I don't take too much from this, but I do think the Democrats were never going to let the energy and all the histrionics that they go through every day about this is Trump's shutdown and he's trying to do all this. They were never going to let that go to election day. So I do think you're seeing, even today, we just had a lunch about it. I think there are 5 to 10 Democrats, more moderate members, who think this is silly and think it's stupid and it needs to end. Because here's what's about to happen. Again, Republicans, over 13 times now have voted to open the government. Democrats have voted no. That's the truth. You can say there's other stuff that we should do in debate, and that's fine. You can do it after the fact, but we're not going to do that during the—you just got to open the government, have whatever discussions you're going to have about other things later. But the truth is, this weekend, Sean Duffy said, 10% of flights are going to be grounded.
Yeah.
And you start getting into Thanksgiving, and the air traffic controllers are— the ones that are still showing up are working without pay for more than a month now. That's stupid. And so anyway,
super stupid.
I think this is going to become very real for a lot more people than it is right now. And Democrats, look, I get the politics of stuff. I'm in it. I understand it. This isn't a game. Like, this is like, they think maximum chaos helps them. And that's so cynical. But that's who they are right now, because they don't have a leader and they don't have a message.
Yeah, that's what they've got. Do you think the Duffy move on the canceling flights, is that to help manage the level of traffic, or is it a political move? Maybe both.
No, I think it's safety. Like, I think it's safety related. Like, the numbers of actual people, air traffic controllers showing up to towers is down.
Yikes.
I think it would be irresponsible, like, to pretend that that's not a reality, And so I don't want to see that happen. I fly back and forth from St. Louis to D.C. every week, twice, right? Like, I don't want to see this happen, and I know that. But at the same time, I think he's trying to manage this balance of convenience and safety, and it's only going to get harder and harder the fewer people that show up to work because they're not getting paid.
Well, we appreciate you for working hard, and we hope that the shutdown is ended very quickly. The Democrats come to their senses, maybe. We'll see. But Senator Eric Schmidt, your voice is always welcome here anytime. Thank you for giving us some of that today.
Thanks, Annie. We'll see you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye. Senator Eric Schmidt, Missouri Senator, our favorite senator here on the Annie Fry Show, getting straight to the point, and I love every bit of it. If you're somebody who's been targeted by Arctic Frost, and you know that they've been peeking around like that, like, how enraged would you be? Like, how upset are you when you find out that somebody in your household was, scrolling through the texts or a little bit, checking what you've been looking at Facebook? That would enrage you, right? Now you'd be a United States senator and your political opposition mobilized by an administration that wants to make sure that you fail and that everybody around you fails is working with Verizon to be able to peek behind the curtain and see what you've been doing. I'd have a big problem with it. And fortunately, we have the right people in place to investigate it and get to the bottom of it. Eric Schmidt on the Annie Fry Show. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Screaming in the jungle. Complete the motion if you stumble. Go ask the dust for any answers. Come back strong with...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
YouTube poll, do you support the GOP Senate majority removing the filibuster? Yes for the shutdown only, yes for everything, or no? Senator Schmidt, among other people on X that I've been reading, have been alluding to the fact that the Democrats in the Senate, there are a handful of them, 5 to 10 of them, that are likely going to be moving on getting the shutdown over with. So I would expect that maybe we see a vote on this again sometime soon. Maybe it's not till next week. Maybe this goes through Monday of next week. But it does look as though the Democrats in the Senate are shifting a little bit on their willingness to stand by keeping the government shut down. Republicans have voted in favor of opening the government over and over and over again. The Democrats have voted against it. It's that simple. It really isn't any more complicated than that. The Democrats have said, no, we're not opening the government.
And if we have some Democrats that are in the Senate who are willing to flip over and reopen things, we're still talking about a short-term CR, right?
The Senate would change the CR to say we're going to make it go through December 15th, January 15th, and then it would send it back to the House. What I've been told, the House would not have any problem passing that. So you probably get Democrat support for it as well.
So in light of the poll today, we're talking about, you know, do you support the GOP Senate majority removing this filibuster? The idea that the shutdown would be over really isn't, though, because they'd still be negotiating over the long-term budget. The
short-term shutdown would be over.
Yeah, but the short-term issue would be taken care of, but they'd still be arguing over the bigger budget, right?
Well, that's what they've been asking to do this whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
The shutdown would be over.
Yeah, yeah. Until that date hit or whatever, that new date.
Okay. Right now, the House passed on September 19th, I think it was, a continuing resolution and sent the continuing resolution to the Senate to say, if you pass this continuing resolution, which is an extension of exactly the same funding that the government has been functioning on since last year. So this had been passed before. We want to extend the exact same funding to November 21st. November 21st should give us enough time between September 19th and November 21st for us to negotiate the bills that we need to negotiate to make sure we can fund the budget for the next fiscal year. When the Senate got that, the Senate Democrats said, no, we're not doing this because we need you to add some things into this continuing resolution. We're not passing a continuing resolution that extends exactly what we've been okay with or have passed before and gone all year doing. We're going to add some things into it. And the things that they tried to add into it is a continuation of subsidies that were going to sunset that helped make more affordable health care for citizens, but also for non-citizens, for people who are here illegally. And that's really an important thing for people to understand is these are Democrat subsidies that were put in to make the Unaffordable Care Act more affordable that the Democrats, remember, the Democrats are the ones who created and passed the Affordable Care Act. Republicans did not vote for it. It became unaffordable, even to the extent that the Democrats were willing to acknowledge that it was unaffordable. So the Democrats passed these subsidies during COVID to the Unaffordable Care Act to say we need to make this more accessible for more people, including non-citizens and illegal immigrants. They said we need to add more taxpayer dollars and to make this more affordable for people. The Democrats, when they passed that, sunset those subsidies to end right now. And the Democrats now are saying, this is a disaster. It's going to be unaffordable for everybody. Because, of course, the Unaffordable Care Act is, in fact, unaffordable. So the Democrats are the ones who put this into place. The Democrats are the ones who made these subsidies sunset now. And they're saying, no, we can't have that happen. People are going to be, the costs are going to be too high because the Unaffordable Care Act is unaffordable. So they're adding to this CR the need to extend these subsidies, which is exactly something that they could argue for in the actual negotiations while the government was open. They could be working to make sure that they don't sunset. And you, if you're a government employee, could be getting a paycheck right now if the Democrats would show up and do their flipping job and pass the CR and make it so that they can negotiate while the government is open. They will extend the CR when they get something done. Let's talk more about it when we come back. Don't go away.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.